I'm Maria Menounos, and you're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk. Now, let the buzz begin.
Yo, what's up, y'all? Welcome to the after show for Red Table Talk. I am your man, B. Tyler Tyson, and I am joined by this amazing panel of hosts. I got Jay Lamar and Jade in the building, and as always, we are going to cover everything Red Table Talk. Shout out to our girl, Tyler Simone, who is not with us on this episode, but she'll be back next week. So
we love you.
You know, she brings her own little light to this show. Mm-hmm. So let's hold it down and jump into this episode. Jade, what were your overall thoughts about this Mother's Day episode?
You're tuned in to AfterBuzz TV, the ESPN of TV talk.
I think that when it comes to the show, I love that it's relating to all mothers. I think that this is very important because, like I always say, you know, we don't know what's going on during COVID, especially how people are being affected. And, you know, it's Mother's Day. You know what I mean? We can't just go out the way that we want to do usually for Mother's Day. And so this time, you know, the fact that we're focusing on that, I love it. I love it so much.
Absolutely. And what about you, Jay Lamar?
I definitely agree with Jay. Like, I thoroughly enjoyed actually, like, them actually, like, honoring the mothers that are on the front line. Because you have to think, they're risking their lives more ways than one, you know, to not only take care and provide for their children, but to also make sure that other people have the essentials that they need for day-to-day life in the midst of a pandemic. So I loved it. I mean, it just, in my head, it made me think of the sacrifices and the struggles that my mom made to make sure that, you know, I had the life that I had. So it was a great episode. And Jada's hair.
Oh, let me tell you, this episode gave me everything I needed. All the ladies looked nice. Gammy looked amazing. Jada looked dope. Mm-hmm. Willow was chilling. All the ladies that showed up as guests, they looked amazing. This was a tearjerker, or at least for me, it was a very emotional episode, which I wasn't expecting. I don't know if the emotions were tied up into Mother's Day or if it was just all tied into this pandemic. I have no idea, but it was a very emotional episode. So let's talk about the very first woman that they kind of spotlighted, which was April. I don't know. Do you know how to pronounce her last name? Gwen Camino. I don't know if I'm saying that right, but April is her first name, and she's the nurse that's on the front lines, and she talked about the scarcity of equipment that she had at her hospital and all of that, and they've been getting a lot of donations, thankfully, one of which was a surprise donation from Sandra Bullock, who donated thousands of N95 masks to her hospital, and not only that, Sandra Bullock's whole family came out and was involved in the process. So it wasn't just, you know, oh, I'm gonna write this check or I'm gonna, you know, send this Amazon package and that's it. Like, she was literally out there showing her appreciation and she wanted her family to share that. What did y'all think about that, Jay? What did you think about all of that?
I mean, I personally love Sandra Bullock. So actually, like, seeing Sandra Bullock, because we ain't seen her in a while, come up on the TV screen, I was as excited as April was, the nurse. It's so awesome to see. We know that these celebrities are so fortunate to not only make the amount of money that they make, that I pray that all of us make and more, amen. But it's awesome to see that they have that nurturing heart to give back. And Sandra Bullock spent a pretty little penny on them N95 masks. And it was awesome to see her also incorporate her children into her giving back. And I think that's such a good thing for children to have, because I remember as a kid, my mom would have us pack up like old toys and stuff like that around Christmas. And opposed to her just taking them somewhere, she would make us take them like to like the homeless shelter and give it to the kids and stuff like that. And that kind of put a giving back spirit in my mind, especially around the holidays or especially around like times like this. So I thought it was absolutely phenomenal to see Sandra Bullock do that. And then, you know, pull her children into it. That was amazing.
Yeah, and what about you, Jay? What did you think when you saw all of that?
Honestly, Jay, like, took words right out of my mouth. Like, really, though, because honestly, you know, it really is refreshing seeing celebs actually partake into it, because, you know, we're always like, oh, are they really giving in money? Are they really helping? Or are they just enjoying their estate and just chilling and all that? And I think that, putting aside us,
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin! Or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
Expecting so much out of them. It's also refreshing just seeing people that we haven't seen in a while. Like again, Sandra Bullock. First of all, she looks great, amazing. Quarantine is doing her well, you know, and it's just, it's really heartwarming that they're able to also, they don't have to be there physically in order to contribute. And I like how the Smiths are pretty much contribute, like adding them in, but without having to give that vibe of, oh, we have this celebrity coming in, you know? And I just think, I just honestly, personally think that, you know, agreeing with Jay says, like, it's beautiful. That's all I can really honestly say.
Yeah, no, it is, because, you know, it's something when you write a check, you know, that's one thing. And don't take it the wrong way. Like, we need the money when you're donating to these causes, like money goes a long way, but it's just something a little extra when you that's actually crazy. Get out there and do it and you involve your family. Like, I just love, somebody said it on the show that one of the best ways to make yourself not necessarily feel better about your situation, but when you really think your stuff is like messed up, start giving back. Start giving to people that are less fortunate than you, and it'll make your problem seem like nothing. So I just really appreciate that.
We're going to go to the Bible. You know how I like to throw in some word a little bit.
Go ahead and give the people a word.
Look, God always wants us to give back, you know, always give back to others and never just be greedy with ourselves. You know, a rich person can 100% be rich, but that don't mean nothing like of who they are. You know, you want to be able to share what you have and give it to those that don't have. And that's the main goal. That's what we need to do. That's what we need to learn.
Absolutely. And I also think that, like, right now during this quarantine, it's good to see how relatable the celebrities are to us. How Sandra Bullock, she broke out in tears during the episode, just thinking about the sacrifices that so many moms are making, so many people are making on the front line. And to me, it's like, during this quarantine, I don't know about y'all, but so many different celebrities on their lives, on their Instagram pages, you know, when they get on TV and talk, you know, they're going through similar issues and feelings that we're going through. You know, I know we talked about this before, how all of us are kind of on different emotional paths, but we all have some sort of emotional connection to what's going on that's kind of affecting us in different ways. And it's great to see that no matter how much money that you have, that you're still in tune and tapped in of what common people are going through in today's society.
Yeah, and to just kind of tie this up in a bow, I was kind of going to save it for my final thoughts, but we already kind of talking about it now, which is I feel like there's just a lot, like the longer we stay in this pandemic, which is I love to see the positive in things. The longer we stay in this pandemic, it seems like the more people are loving on each other, which we just were not doing prior to this pandemic. So you see people on their live having mentoring programs, and Michelle Obama's taking time out of her busy day to read a book to your 5 and 6-year-olds. Like, people are just doing things not to get notoriety, not for the likes and the views, not for money, just to be like, you know what? I'm struggling, you're struggling. Here's something I can do. Here's my little talent, and let me try to help everybody this way. So I just really appreciated that. And this episode is doing nothing but highlighting that. Go ahead, Jay.
I was agreeing with you because I feel like also this is a time where celebs don't feel so much pressure to have to make these public appearances, and they can actually be themselves. They can show who they are without any judgment or whatnot, because they know when I'm on live, it's because I can't go see you, and this is what I want to show without having to feel all that pressure from, you know, being in the public and everything. I feel like this is definitely something that takes away the
celebrity,
that velvet rope that separates them from us. Yeah.
There you go. Mm-hmm. Yep.
Yeah, I feel you. Well, speaking of that, let's go on to the second woman that they highlighted, which was Yolanda Fisher. You know, she's the lunch lady from Dallas, who She literally was just a cafeteria worker. That's it. And yeah. because schools were closing down due to the pandemic, which of course I've worked as a high school teacher for 2 years. So there are a lot of kids that really all the food that they get, especially the quality food, you can say what you want about school food, but in comparison to nothing or in comparison to legit garbage on the street, they were getting quality meals. And those yeah. were the only meals that they were getting sometimes. Sometimes the breakfast and the lunch was it. And so she took it upon herself, she and her staff, to feed these children during spring break. The, mm-hmm. the workers volunteered their time, their energy, their gas. And y'all know how much cafeteria workers don't make financially, but mm-hmm. they volunteered their gas and everything to drive all of these meals or deliver them however they could to the 3 million students. That's how many meals they delivered, 3 million meals over the course of like 2 weeks. Or a month, awesome. Maybe. But either way, what were your thoughts on her and her amazing story that landed her on Time Magazine? We'll let you go, Jay Lamar.
First off, she loved Take Me to the King. So already when she said that she starts her day and she has that plan, Tamela Mann playing throughout her day, I was already like invested, like, oh, what's this
about? Right. Oh, we're like, this is my people. This is one of
all
my
right,
people.
This is my people. I want to hear what she's about to say. And then on top of that, to hear her passion about her even saying, like, I'm not just a lunch lady, like, these kids mean something to me. It takes me back to growing up, you know, I went to a hood school and, you know, I had free lunch. And I remember it was like one particular lunch lady would always give me an extra juice, give me an extra brownie. Or like she wouldn't even, she would be like, now I ate great at home. But you know, as a kid, you greedy.
Right. Still
greedy. So remember back in the day, they would kind of like check your name off as free, like, or whatever.
Yeah.
And so she would be like, I'm not gonna crush this pizza down. I know you like pizza, I'm not gonna crush your name off so you can make it fine.
Aww.
I'll take my fat butt back up in line and get me the pizza.
Let's go.
Yeah. So I mean, looking at it, I feel like everybody has a life purpose and everybody's purpose isn't meant to be on television. Everybody's purpose is fulfilled in a different way. And her purpose was truly to be like this lunch lady. And the impact that she's going to have on these children's life mm-hmm. could be way more impactful in a positive way than a celebrity. So I loved Yolanda. Yeah. I loved her.
You know, well, she even said that she's like, my purpose, I love to serve. My mom loved to serve. She basically said, I come from a family of servers. That's what we do. I have realized I come from a family of teachers. That's why I talk so much, always trying to explain. Jade, what did you think about Miss Yolanda? And have you figured out what type of person you are and what you bring to the table?
Honestly, I stand people that are in the education system and just love to help kids because there are so many also other teachers that don't really necessarily care. So there are a lot of students that don't get that, you know?
And you are right, yes.
And I think that her showing out and giving out to these students, I think that it's definitely a big impact for sure. 100% agree with both of y'all because when it comes to food and lunch and lunches, people always get made fun of as far as being able to afford the food and all that stuff. And so the fact that we can be able to that she can be able to give back to that many children is beautiful. And just by hearing that, saying that she loves to serve, she comes from a family of serving and all that, that if anything has made me want to be able to like help others, like, you know, go to the food bank, go volunteer and all that stuff. You know, it sucks because COVID is such a scary thing. We don't want to catch it and all that. And we want to be able to volunteer. But the fact that she's risking her life and risking her sanity and her health and everything just to, you know, give back and help. It kind of sets the tone for everyone to realize, okay, I get where we're worried. I get that we are afraid, but also at the same time, there can't be just one person helping. We have to also help as well, as much as we can, if you feel comfortable and if you have the equipment to prevent yourself from getting, you know, like wearing a mask, you know, get to that.
Yeah. And the thing is, were you about to say something, Jay Lamar?
Oh, I was just going to piggyback and say that I don't know about y'all, but it truly made me think about, like, am I doing enough for somebody else? I know I'm doing a lot for myself. I know I'm giving myself a lot. but am I doing enough for somebody else? Because I mean, we're afforded great luxuries. All of us are in beautiful homes. Mm-hmm. We have electricity, we have power, we have purpose. But are we helping somebody else fulfill their purpose? Are we helping somebody else pay their electricity? You know, are we helping somebody else have a home? It made me think like I should be doing something, or the next opportunity I have to do something, I think I'm going to make sure I don't take that for granted and make sure and actually like focus on it.
And that's the thing, like this whole thing has, the pandemic and this episode has shown that it doesn't matter what your talent is. Everyone is not supposed to do the same thing. All of us don't have $1 million to pull a Sandra Bullock move and donate to all the hospitals. That's just not our gift. All of us don't have the patience or maybe even the discipline or whatever that's required to be a teacher to sit and try to help these kids and read stories like Michelle Obama. Some of us are creatives, so we use our creativity to help. If I can, and which is what I try to do on my platform, is I try to not just post pictures. Like, you can find a cute face and a nice body on anybody's page. What is Tyler bringing to the table? Oh, you know what? This is my journey while I'm going through this. Maybe my journey will help somebody. So this next person that I want to talk about also, Miss Tammy Rivera, she started off very small. She was an Uber driver, you know, because of the whole social distancing, people aren't taking Ubers and Lyfts as much. And so she has not really been able to hit the road. She had a car that was deteriorating. But what she did was, because she saw and heard one of the nurses, one of the people that she was driving, was talking about how she was trying to get something to eat or hadn't eaten or whatever the case may have been. Her thing was, well, you know what? I can't do much, but I can put up a little page, get some donations, and maybe I can donate meals or buy meals to all these people that are out here working every single day and night so that we can sit in our homes and do what we need to do. And she basically got to the point where she was feeding or providing 60 meals a week. That's nothing to sneeze at. That's more than the zero that I've done so far. Well, maybe not zero, because I've helped people at the grocery store, but that's a whole other story. So what were you thinking about Miss Tammy, Jade?
Well, one, I think it's just really crazy how food is the biggest thing when it comes to this whole pandemic. Like, the fact that food is really the main thing that not a lot of people have or aren't able to intake because either they're working too hard or they can't afford it. And so the fact that even though she can't, you know, the fact that she cannot help people as far as driving goes, she still found another way to be able to give back. And I think that that action alone is, I'm very heroic in a way, because she didn't have to. She could have smooth just been like, oh, okay, well, I mean, I'm sorry to hear that, you know, or she could have just said, okay, well, here's your meal and I'll give this to you. But she's, the fact that she's allowing this opportunity and taking it and making it into a whole thing for everyone and for other people, not just, you know, that nurse herself, it's very thoughtful. I think this whole thing, if I can be honest, is very heroic in a way, because it's selfless. They're not being selfish in their own way. And it's just showing to other people that you don't have to always worry about yourself. Just like Jay said, you have to be able to want to give back as well. And why not, if I'm okay, if I'm good, why not I start giving back to others and helping them out?
Yeah. And you just do what you can bit by bit. So real quick, Miss Tammy received a new car. Will and Jada donated a new car to her. Will and Jada also donated $10,000 to Miss Yolanda, as well as $50,000 to the school district that Miss Yolanda works in. And Will and Jada also donated $50,000 towards the hospital that April, the nurse that we talked about earlier, that she worked in, as well as a vacation for April. They did a lot. Yeah. Jay Lamar, what's your take on not just Miss Tammy, but everything that the Will and Jada Foundation did to try to, you know, brighten these people's lives for all the work that they've been doing?
I mean, it was absolutely phenomenal. You know, putting them on a platform like the Red Table Talk that gets anywhere from 50 million, like 12 million views, 50 million views, 80 million views, you know, putting them on a platform like that is helping their vision in the first place. Because after the show, I'm like, I want to kind of like research and see like, what are these visionaries doing? How's the programs? Can I help? You know, what do they need help with or any assistance with? So that was already a blessing. And then on top of that, you know, for them to donate and give vacations, cars, you know, cash, that's a big blessing, because you can see it in each and every one of their hearts they didn't do it for that.
Mm-hmm. Right.
They did it out of the kindness of it. Yeah, they did it out of the kindness of their own heart. And we talked about this a couple of weeks ago, how all of us are kind of changing up and trying to figure out what our best content is. And we want to make sure we put out content that represents us. Mm-hmm. It seems like each and every one of them sat down and kind of figured out, what can I do to give back? What are my key assets? You know, I can't just sit around and let these people suffer. What can I do? And they took something so small.
And they made it so big.
And made it so big.
Yeah.
And to me, that's like, to flip it, that's like they genuine content that they had, you know, God seeing it and the benefit that it has and allowed.
I got one for you. I got one. This what you are saying, and y'all know I am not no one's Bible scholar, but I think I got one on today's show.
Okay, you can try. God loves.
Okay, you can correct me when I'm wrong. But isn't there something about your gifts will make way for you?
Yeah, absolutely.
That is exactly what they are doing. And that is why I say whatever our talent is, that I'm not a nurse. That's not my talent. That's not my gift. There's a reason why I didn't go into that area. But my gift is speaking, communicating thought, thinking, and teaching. That is my gift. So that is what I'm going to do to help those that are out here. Jay Lamar and Jade, y'all have your own individual gifts that I'm sure what you're tapping into is figuring out, okay, what exactly I can do that's unique for me, where I'm not trying to be like anybody else, but I'm giving this back to the world, and this is my way to help everyone through this moment. I feel like that's kind of what we all are doing right now in this
moment. Oh yeah, for sure. If anything, this is the moment where everyone is deciding who they are as a person.
I like that. Well, while we wait to see how everybody's going to turn out after the quarantine, let's get into some news and gossip to lighten the mold. And we'll get back to our last person that we want to talk about at the end of the show. So let's go ahead and jump into some news and gossip. You guys know I go through these pages and I try to find just the funniest, most unique, outstanding things to provide for you. So I want to start off with just, we're not going to play the whole video because some of these are long. We'll start out with Willow Smith singing. You guys know I personally love Willow's vibe. She promised that she was just going to spend some more time with yoga and doing music. So just take a listen to a video that she just posted. If I was a machine, I'd go back to 1983. Maybe I would chew a Basquiat. I'd be sitting playing Legally. If I'd be in NYC, sipping lemonade like Lee. I hate y'all. Alright, so I love that just because I told you I love hearing Willow any chance I get. She's just such a whole vibe. So I had to bring y'all something from her page. And I'm looking over here at my notes. That's why I keep looking to the left. Another thing that I wanted to bring to you, Willow and Jada are working out as this was their Mother's Day preparation for Mother's Day, and I don't work out with my dad, but I wish. Take a look.
Okay. Oh, yeah. Yeah, Jada's abs. Yeah.
Let me tell you. Would y'all exercise with your parents? And if so, which parent is the one you would exercise with?
I do it all the time with my mom. I work out with her all the time. Well,
need to do a video. Do a video. I want to see it.
No, we have some videos. We just haven't like posted. But my dad, he gets on my butt so much as far as working out. But then now that he's getting older, he's like, man, ain't that crazy how you're telling me what's up and telling me what I need to do after I've been telling you for many years? I said, but who's doing it? Who's not? That's the real
part.
I work out with my mom. My mom is about to be 60 next month. And she is snatched. She's like a size 6.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah.
Come on, mom. She looking for somebody? I'm single.
You ain't her type.
Anyway. Okay, wait. Let's get out of this news and gossip.
Don't start, Tyler. Don't start.
Cool. So now I want to play some videos from Will Smith's page. Y'all know Will has a ton of amazing content. And he said to highlight these people. So here's one of them. It's a guy that's on a bed, and just watch.
Okay, so I've seen a lot of people making these videos where they're flipping on the bed, and And I'm just going to make a quick tutorial on that. So basically, you just stand on one edge of the bed, and then you just flip forward and let gravity do the rest part of that your body will just stop. And that's practically it. That's everything.
And listen, these people need jobs in editing, because the amount of concentration to detail and everything with this editing is insane. Let's get into another video that's on Will's page. This one is this guy that's just walking in a million different doors in one apartment. It's so crazy. Y'all know those videos where you go in one door and come out somewhere else and they come in like that, but it's all in one. It's crazy. I love videos like that. I just wish I had the time to edit, because I don't.
You got time.
That's why I say these people need jobs in editing. This is a whole entertainment industry where all they do is edit. And the last video that I want to pull from Will's page is this video where this guy is backflipping off of a cliff. And, well, just watch. Wait for it. It was all a dream. I used to read Water Up magazine. But anyway, so like I said, these people deserve jobs in graphic design and editing. And another video that I have to show, because it's Mother's Day, or at least it was, is the video Will posted celebrating Jada for Mother's Day.
Jada, why are you doing all the way down there? Stand up.
Jada. It's such a Jada video.
Hold up, Jada.
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 Yes, but it's so cute. It's all in love. Jada. And then he makes like a whole song just screaming her name. Jada. Jada.
This is too much.
That's cute.
No, she's always going.
You know that.
I was waiting to see if he was going to lie.
I might be 32, Tyler. I can't be like lying.
No, you know, people lie to the 50. Jada. Yes.
Jada. Y'all, that video. So cute.
Yeah. And then to wrap up my news and gossip, you know, we couldn't let the day go without remembering Little Richard, who just passed away this weekend. Jaden Smith remembered him by posting just an amazing picture that I think sums up Little Richard. And yeah, he showed him love. So rest in peace to one of the greatest to ever do it. And that's my news and gossip. That's all I got. So with that, let's talk about our very last topic and wrap up this show, which is the medical doctor that they highlighted, Dr. Ayla, is that her name? Ayla Stanford, I believe is how you say it. And she is a legit first responder. And she has her own practice and everything in West Philly, to be specific. But nonetheless, what I learned from her story is that 1.6 million people live in poverty in Philadelphia. And what she did, which are mostly in the Black community in Philadelphia, and what she did was she got a team of people, set up her own testing site, not waiting on the government, not waiting on this person or that. She did everything she needed to do with her own team and her own connections in the medical field, and set up her own tent and just went out on the legit front line and started testing people and doing everything she could to look after those 1.6 million people living in poverty. I mean, her story is just
amazing.
That's the one that brought me to tears. So I'll let you go first, Jade.
I'm an emotional person, kind of. But when it comes to that, it's just very heartfelt. You know, and you don't really have people that just do things like that. She did not have to do that at all whatsoever. And I like that how you transitioned to that being the ending and how they did that, because it's like a closing end of salute to just how great of a woman just a woman that she was. I mean,
yeah, she's amazing. Her, and she's also Will's personal doctor. Jay Lamar, what do you think about Dr. Ayla?
So I thought it was dope that they took it back to Will's hood. But
West Philadelphia, born and raised on the playground. All right, go ahead.
So we have to think about it like this. So doctors are putting so much sweat and tears into their own profession. Mm-hmm. And you know, y'all know I work in healthcare as well. You and so I gotta get that money, baby.
Okay.
So like doctors give so much already. Mm-hmm. So to me, their jobs, even though they're paid well, is such a charitable job in the first place. Mm-hmm. So for her to not to go above and beyond and add to the already stressful things that she's probably going through as a first line responder, and at that, the doctor is absolutely like phenomenal. And people like her don't get enough recognition.
Facts.
At all. Like, they don't. They don't at all.
Yeah. Oh, go ahead, Jay. Go ahead.
Well, I was just to piggyback on Jay. That's exactly what it is. Nobody realizes what happens in the background of when it comes to how these people are getting healthy. How are these people getting help? Because, you know, I feel like not 50% obviously in the world, but I feel like almost half of the people aren't doing these. So why aren't we acknowledging health care workers or any of these people? But yet we're so, you know, caught up in celebs and what they're doing. You feel me? I feel like there needs to be more recognition when it comes to humans that actually help. Like Gabrielle Union, that's all she does. She does that for certain like women, as far as this is my Women Question Wednesday, you know, letting us know who this person is and what she has done. So I think that we definitely need a lot more recognition when it comes to just everyone that works in the medical field.
Yeah, I would love somebody to do like an IG live, like healthcare check-in. Like how are
y'all
frontline people, like how are they doing? The janitors, the nurses, the doctors, like
even how are they doing? Like they have to firsthand deal with the actual virus that is probably the, you know, materials that they're using.
Right.
Yeah, you know, so there are a lot of first responders that have committed suicide because of how much death they have seen. Like we watch TV and we hear the numbers, oh, 78,000 people in the United States have died. Oh, 5,000 people died in one day in New York. And we just hear the number and we're on to the next story, the next event, the next blog, the next post. But what we don't realize is that these first responders are the ones that are seeing the 5,000 deaths. Can you imagine being a first responder in New York City at a hospital where you're seeing hundreds, plural, of people, thousands of people die every single day? That's not what they signed up for. When they signed up to go into the medical field, they signed up to help. They signed up to try to help save people's lives. They knew, sure, there are going to be some people that we lose. Of course, that does come with the territory. But nobody in their wildest imagination thought that they would see this many deaths outside of an actual war. More people have died during this COVID-19 than the entire Vietnam War that went on for almost a decade. Like, that's insane. That is just insane. And like you said, we don't give our healthcare workers enough credit. Sure, we do stuff on TV now. Sure, there's that 7 o'clock applause in New York that, I mean, every little bit helps, but there's so many other healthcare workers we just don't acknowledge. So I love the fact that this woman came out frontline, she's not a part of a hospital. She just did this on her own, set up a tent and a whole thing, got a team of other medical professionals that they're not going to look out for our community. Cool. We'll do it ourselves. Look, so I really just appreciated that.
God try to show out, try to weed out the people that trying to, you know, give back and not give back. Because, I mean, look, I personally believe that this is the moment where it's a true test of seeing who people really are.
Yeah, absolutely.
Yeah, I love it. So with that said, y'all, thank you guys so much for tuning in to this Mother's Day episode, celebrating all of the amazing mothers out there. Happy Mother's Day. If no one told you that yesterday, happy Mother's Day. And Jade, we'll let you start. Why don't you tell people where they can find you?
I got you, boo. You can go ahead and find me on Instagram at Miming Official, MAIMING Official.
It's on you, Jay Lamar.
I'm playing my intro. First and foremost, I would like to thank all of the mothers and first responders, mothers, for truly being so impactful, not only in your homes, but in your careers. We could not do this thing without y'all. So happy Mother's Day. You can find me on all social media platforms at I am Jay Lamar.
Yes, and please make sure to hit subscribe and give us a like. And if you're listening to this on any of your streaming platforms, whether that be Pandora, wherever you listen to your podcast, please give us the 5 stars and help to continue to make us the ESPN of TV Talk. And you can also follow AfterBuzz TV on all social media platforms at AfterBuzz TV. Also, shout out to Tyler Simone. You can follow her at Miss Tyler Simone. And of course, you can get your entire life following me on all social media at The Tyler Tyson. Once again, thank y'all so much for tuning in. Happy Mother's Day. Much love to all of our first responders, and we'll see y'all next time.
Our founder, Kevin Undergaro, and me, Maria Menounos, would like to thank you for tuning in to AfterBuzz TV. Remember, we're not just the first, we're the biggest in the world, and we're the only destination for all your favorite TV shows. Whatever you crave, we've got it. So go to AfterBuzzTV.com and check out our lineup. Buzz you later.
The views expressed herein are those of the hosts only and do not necessarily reflect the views of AfterBuzz TV or its owners or principals.